85% of people prefer text over email and phone calls because they want to engage in a conversation. All text messaging is not equal. Customers respond to people, not bots. Be more like people and start having conversations that end in conversions. Use Skippio.
You're listening to Steal This Idea, the only podcast that still goes to Kmart.
You're a thief and a liar.
I only lied about being a thief.
Steal.
Lie.
We're going to steal the ship.
Commandant. No, don't take it.
An idea that is fully formed, fully understood, that sticks.
Will someone like you just steal?
Ideas are bulletproof.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Steal this idea.
I haven't heard your Harry Potter impression.
That's why. It's funny.
I will say this. One of my biggest pet peeves is somebody who does an impersonation, but does it poorly.
Right.
Notably Gollum. Like people who do like a bad Gollum.
Yeah, I wouldn't even make an attempt at Gollum.
Because a Harry Potter impersonation is really,
it's
just,
really just a British.
It's just a British accent. Give it here, well, Malfoy. I'll knock you off your broom.
Exactly. Part of it is saying like stupid stuff that Harry Potter says. You know what I mean?
Not me, not Hermione, you, Harry. That's probably the best line. That's
one of the best. What scene is that in? I can picture it perfectly.
That is the first one. They're like right at the end of where the Sorcerer's Stone is. And it's like, yes. You're the one who has to go on.
Not me, not Hermione, you, Harry.
Should we start this off, Andre?
I think we should.
You got your ideas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very tuned in.
3, 2, 1. Hello again, thieves. We're back.
I had to remember my phrase. I was literally trying to remember it.
I say something.
Wait, what was I supposed to say?
I've had quite the day, Andre.
Have you?
I not to dilly dally, because I mentioned on the last episode I hate when people do this, but I've been around so many kids today, and I was an hour before this podcast, I was like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can endure another hour, but
here we are.
Here we are. We've got some energy drinks in hand.
Yes, absolutely.
Feeling pretty good.
I have more of my Gushers, which I will not be eating on the podcast.
Oh, those do look
good.
But
they're a treat for the drive home.
That does look like a treat. Thieves, welcome. We appreciate you listening back in. We got a good episode. This will be an interesting episode because we've been up until this point running a competition for new and existing listeners to kind of share and subscribe and follow us on our socials. And we're giving away an Xbox. So yes. On live on the podcast.
I'm so excited.
We're gonna hit this the randomizer button, and it's gonna generate a winner. And so yeah, we'll announce that. So I guess tomorrow morning you'll hear whoever that is. We'll get notified or whatever. But so we're gonna go through that. And then part of that competition was we asked people to send us ideas, and that we would discuss them essentially on the show. About half of them are actually like decent, like good ideas we can discuss. And then another half of them, maybe they just didn't get the phrasing of the question, like send us ideas to talk about. I think they interpret
this
that
was
as
clearly the case for some listeners, and all the love in the world to everybody who entered and everybody who made an attempt.
We appreciate
some
it.
People were clearly confused.
Yeah. And that's I learned something. That's on me. But yeah, some of these ideas are like, talk about foreign exchange fees in the Iraqi conflict. It's like,
not really the scope of this podcast.
Anyway, so that's the meat of the show. Before we get into that, Andre, I think it's time for what everybody's here for. It's a good idea, bad idea. And you've got some good ones. I have one.
I do.
And I think you have several.
I always have several.
So
do you think the situation is just that I spend more time on Instagram?
That's possible.
Because every single one of these is from Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, Instagram's where I get 99% of mine as well. I remember a few weeks ago, no, a few months ago at this point, you had a similar situation where you're like, all the stuff I've been getting recently is like kind of good.
Yeah.
But it's not so good. I'm like, oh, this is genius. I'm like, that's fine. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like a Roomba or whatever. Sure. That's fine. So like I haven't been getting any like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I think I'm in that.
I might be like just very... My current demographic profile on Instagram and Facebook might just have me so tuned into products.
Yeah.
Especially because I keep converting on all these pages.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. So and Facebook is like, you want an easy conversion?
This guy, he buys about 30% of the stuff he clicks through.
Exactly.
All right. Do you want to give me the teaser, or do you want to just go through these?
Let's just go. I want to do all of these.
Okay, great.
I was thinking about it before we got on the podcast. I said to Scott, I have a lot of ideas. He's like, well, we'll see how many we get through. I want to try and do all of these because I think that they're all interesting.
Love it.
So let's start with Medcline. And right off the bat, I want you to tell me what you react with.
MedCline. Well, it's Cyber Week, so 40% off.
Yes.
Is it still Cyber Week?
No, but I'm sure that they're they don't care.
So I've seen this before. So
have you?
I have.
Yeah.
So this is it's side sleepers like myself have dealt with this, which is like, oh, it sucks sleeping on your side because your arm falls asleep or whatever. So this is like a big pillow that looks very medical.
Yeah.
That you can kind of slip your arm through. There's like a base part of it and then like a body.
Yeah.
Pillow
it's like
part.
An incline basically. So that the reason that I say, Scott, what's your reaction is there was an episode where I talked about how all I wanted in the world was a mattress where
with,
I could put
a hole in it. Yeah.
With a hole in it. And this is essentially a pillow with a hole in it for your shoulder.
Yeah.
And then it has like a body snake. It's, I would call it like a body pillow, but it's really like very long and
very long.
I'm in love with this. I think that this is what's weird is that it's billed as a like acid reflux.
And
that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't think that side sleeping and acid reflux are related, but I mean, they probably are
apparently,
but the reason I would be looking at this is it just looks comfortable for the way that I sleep.
When I saw this initially, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Couple reservations early on. The first one is the most obvious one, which is this is kind of big.
Yeah. I don't know that you could have a partner with this pillow.
If you scroll down, you see a picture with the guy laying on it next to his spouse. And it's like, they might as well be in different beds.
Yes.
Because like, there's just no way my wife would be like, yeah, cool, bring on this thing. It's twice the size of him.
Yeah.
You know, like it's big. So that was my first reservation is like, it's big. Second, there's a sexier version of this pillow that hasn't been created yet.
Yeah.
The competitor version.
Yeah.
Really would love to see that.
I think it could be much.
Because it looks clinical.
I think it could be much smaller. I don't mind that it looks so clinical.
Yeah.
I would like if it was a little sexier.
Right. This isn't like a hard no, but that was like, man, this kind of looks like it's in a hospital.
Yeah. I think it could be made smaller. The reason I think that they bill it so much as being specifically for acid reflux is because you can use your HSA on it.
Mm.
This has become very apparent as I've explored the site.
Yeah.
You can use VA benefits. You can put a payment plan on it. I think that that's why they're like, this is a...
Put it on layaway.
This is a medical device. But I'm interested. The price tag, even after the quote-unquote Cyber Week 40% off deal, is $238, which is...
A little steep for a pillow.
Yeah, a little bit too much for me.
Well, here's the question. Like, could you...
But I'm interested.
Yeah. I guess my problem is... So I at home... try and make a version of this where I put a pillow down.
Exactly.
And I snuggle a pillow and then have another pillow on top where I'm like, I'm making this.
Yeah.
And it's not like a perfect solution, but it's not a $300.
Yeah. It's not far from perfect.
Yeah. Right. So part of me wonders like, am I getting $300 worth of value? I guess if I had bad acid reflux and this is proven to.
Yeah.
So the shoulder relief, I find more compelling.
The thing is, it doesn't get me to what I want, which is I want to lay flat.
Yeah,
that's with a spot for my shoulder. What this gets me is a really kind of super incline bed.
Yeah, it's
which
like
is a little much.
I lay this inclined when I'm sick, and I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta like prop myself up so I don't throw up or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how I could see myself doing this for a few nights and being like, not tonight.
Plus, your wife is like, I can't have a. You can't have 80% of the bed. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, she's like, you already take up enough of the bed, just you rolling around. And that's the other thing is I think I move enough where I think I would move away from this and like.
Well, I think that it kind of traps you in though because the snake wraps around you.
That's true. It's like a boa constrictor pillow. Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's a smaller solution that could get me the shoulder relief that is $100.
I think we should send these to mattress stores. Because if you're looking at like a Tempur-Pedic, you might also be looking at something like this. And if I could test this and understand just how comfortable it is, I could get
that's
closer.
True. I agree with that. If I go, oh, actually, this is not bad.
It might be if I was looking for a mattress and I also found this thing at the same time. It's clearly not
toss
a bad
it in
idea.
The cart. You know,
well, I don't know. Even $300, it's like that's not a toss in the cart item.
But if you're shopping, you're going to drop $1,000 on a mattress.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, none of this is really, I'm a side sleeper and I have shoulder pain. none of this is really going to help me. Oh, wait, there's a pillow.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I about to X out of this, and of course I had that pop up. It's like, wait, download her ebook. What are your thoughts on those? Because 9 times out of 10, they kind of just aggravate
on the
me.
Exit pop up.
The exit
hate, pop-up. Hate. So there was a time in my life where I worked more in like e-commerce and stuff like that, and configuring like exit pop ups and behavior based pop ups where it's like when the user is, you know, is about to hit back, trigger this and stuff like that. Here's the thing though is.
I'm sure they work.
They totally work. They totally work. For me personally, I'm like, I'm Xing faster.
Yeah.
Like
it's so annoying. I think you and I both are this on whatever color code.
Yeah.
The educated buyer who's like, if the more you try and sell me, like I've done the research.
Yeah.
I don't want to be pushed on. But yeah. For a lot of people, they're like, yeah, whoop, a discount? 10% off right now?
Fine.
Okay. I'm in. I'm back in.
All right. Med Klein. Do you have one? Med Klein. Good idea. It's a good idea.
It is a good idea. But
I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I think there's still some, there's a V2 of this that's black. It's a little smaller.
Well, and makes it look like one unit.
Yeah.
And it's just like thinner, 30% lower profile on the bed.
So I just have the one here. Okay. This is, my brother sent this to me and I saw this. I was like, this screams Andre.
Which brother?
The one on the podcast. Okay. So the Instagram ad was just the top left. There's lots of things from this thing, but it's just top left, which is basically you're at the grocery store and there's the fruit that you put in the little tearaway bags. Yeah. Like apparently those are like very not recyclable.
Yeah.
And we go through just billions of them or whatever. And so this is basically just reusable, those things, where you take them with you and you put them in or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know that you are a very energy and waste conscious person. And so I was like, this isn't something I would buy. I'm kind of like, but this seems like a new reel. So I was curious, like,
totally. So here's what it is. It strikes at three things, and the three things in combination mean I won't buy it. One is that I am super waste conscious, that I hate like creating plastic and all that.
Yeah.
Two is that I love containers. Like I love a bag. I love a special box. I love Tupperware. I love.
Yep.
Plastic reusables. I love water bottles. Like I love something to hold something else.
Yes.
However, the third thing, uh-oh, which is that I never ever buy produce, which we talked about too. I have bought limes for making a drink.
Yeah.
Lemons for making a drink, and no produce ever.
Apples.
I'm like kind of allergic to apples.
Kind of allergic to apples.
Yeah. Which there's this. Show on Netflix that everybody who's listening should watch, and there's the honey episode, which is interesting, and there's a peanut episode, which is
Black Mirror. You're talking about?
No, it's called it's called Rotten, and they talk about how like people are becoming more and more allergic to food,
right?
Like, why that is?
Is it because of GMOs?
Really interesting. Say again.
Is it because of GMOs?
It's because we just aren't exposing our kids to. Studies show that if you give your kid some peanuts in the first year of life, that they typically won't develop a peanut allergy. But that's not happening in the current diet of children.
Interesting. So I should give
them same with eggs. Because 100 years ago, there's no such thing as a peanut allergy.
Right.
Right. But we found that introduced it. Anyway, watch Rotten on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's a different PSA. But I just don't buy produce because I don't really cook for one.
Yeah.
And then produce like even has like a shelf life. So if I'm going to buy something, I'm going to buy it frozen.
Yeah. My produce buying has increased drastically with children.
Yeah, because you're buying fruits and things.
Yeah, and it's and when you're trying to get your kid to eat anything, it's like, all right, well, I know he'll eat an apple because they're sweet.
So why wouldn't you buy these?
Because I am
one of those people that doesn't care about the environment.
Because F this planet. Like, we are here for... No, so I am... my wife would describe me as somewhat... I'm a carefree person, but sometimes that slips into careless. In that, like, I'm forgetful. I'm like, oh, I forgot about it. And this is the total type of thing. Or like, sure, yeah. It's the same reason I don't get the bags, the reusable bags. It's like I'm sure I'd get it, and then never. It's in my trunk, and I'm like, oh, that's right, this thing.
Yeah,
I'd buy 10 of them.
Yeah, you know? No, and I'm that exact same person, right? Yeah. Is that I am just
If I was
forgetful.
More, yeah, if I was yeah. more methodical and more detail oriented, 100%, I'm all on board. But I just know I'm not.
Yeah,
and so it would just be a waste of money for
Speaking
me.
Speaking of, can I mention that my car keys have been lost for like 9 days?
Yeah, you're a step above me. That I feel like you lose your wallet and keys
a lot
to a degree that would make that me. That
is crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
a bad situation.
I'm more just like my wife would be like, "Hey, did you?" I'm like, "Oof."
Yeah.
Anyway,
reusable. Produce bags, good idea. And if you're already bringing reusable bags anyway, then this is a really great addition to that. And
yeah,
you should save the earth and stop using plastic.
I'm kind of in the camp of like, just figure out a way to make a biodegradable plastic bag. Like,
yeah,
that's, I feel like
that's a better solution.
That's a better, more long-term solution because these, like not everyone's going to buy these.
Yeah. Let's move on to silent mode. So I got this out on Instagram, and this falls into the category of products that are designed to recharge you at work or keep you focused.
Oh, this is a work thing.
Yeah, well, the ad that I got specifically was a guy at his desk at work, and that was how it was pitched to me.
These flavor texts. Superhuman. We are overworked, overtrained, and overburdened. The constant need to always be on will take its toll on your well-being. Take your rest game seriously with the Power Mask by Silent Mode and learn how to train your nervous system to build your body's natural relaxation mechanism. Deal with anything. Go the extra mile. Was this just stripped from a freaking powerlifting website? Like this?
That's insane. That is an insane description.
You could change a few words on that and slap that on the side of some creatine. Yes. Slap that on the side of like anything. That's so dumb.
So to give the like what it is it's essentially like a sleep mask that wraps all the way around your head. And the features are true blackout, memory foam, machine washable, supersonic sound. So there are speakers in it that play. I think you can play your own music. Seems that way.
So does it play noise canceling sound? Like, is that?
It's noise isolation, which if you know much about this is just like all headphones are noise isolation because there's something between you and the outside world.
Because if it was like Bose's nose cancellation, but in a soft pad around my head.
I would hate that. Bose noise cancellation makes me feel like my head is in a bucket. It's very weird. I like Bose
it's
noise
too
cancellation.
Quiet, you're saying?
Like it makes me feel like I'm on like a boat or something. It's very weird. It's very weird. So I can't have active noise cancellation.
Yeah. I've heard someone else say something like that, where like noise cancellation, like it doesn't gel well with their equilibrium or whatever. Yeah. Which I get. I can only do noise cancellation for about 20 minutes. Where I'm like, exactly. I got to get out of here.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a noise. I need too much silence. Like stresses me out. Yeah. Yeah. $180.
I don't even know what to say. The idea that I would use this at work. Can you imagine? People already rag on me hard. So the idea that I'm going to go in a conference room and throw on a sleep mask and just like do my 15 minutes of silent mode.
What this feels like to me is that there's some guy in a loft in San Francisco, and he's living there with like 10 dudes because he ran this $6,000 a month. Uh-huh. And he's bitter about that. He's like, it's not fair. All these tech guys live here and I have to share an apartment with all these dudes. How can I get them back? So he comes up with this gambit where he's like, they're totally going to buy into this idea. They're these sleeping pods, da da da. And I'm going to sell this for $180. Uh-huh. And he just drop ships these things and marks them up. And
no
just,
doubt.
It's the no ultimate doubt. Revenge play.
I just think.
Buy now with PayPal, however.
Which I am not doing. I'm not doing it. Interesting concept. I like the idea. I've said this before. If there was a product that could truly convince me that it's going to give me like these next level productivity gains, I'm totally into it. But every single one just seems goofy and weird and lame and like a scam and like snake oil.
Yeah. And it's just like based on what? Like, well, I technically, if you do breath work, it's like, well, yeah, but that's, you can do that without this.
Without this. You can put a, if you feel like I just need 15 minutes of darkness, you can accomplish that without spending this money too.
You close
if you're
your
like,
eyes.
I need 15 minutes of quiet and darkness, you can accomplish that without spending this money. Right. So what is so unique about this stupid product?
It's the whole thing in one kit and can put memory foam, Andre.
Crazy.
Yeah. Dumb.
But my next idea.
gift pins.
This one is truly next level.
I just saw this one. Did you really? I didn't click into it, but like I scrolled by and I was like, is that what I thought it was?
This is crazy.
Because this is this why you're talking about Harry Potter? Because this reminds
me. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So in Harry Potter book 4, Goblet of Fire, Malfoy and his buddies
the
are upset.
The worst movie. I'll fight anybody.
Yes, but this is not even in the movie anyway. Actually,
it's a like great, it's one of the better books.
Yes.
But terrible movie.
But anyway, everybody's hating on Harry Potter because he got selected to be in the tournament. It's not his fault. And they create these little pins that I can't remember what they start as. But basically, they're pins that change through various hating on Harry Potter phrases. I think it goes from support Cedric Diggory to Potter is a rotter or something.
Yeah, it's like Potter sucks.
I think it's like I think the other side of it's go Cedric, and the other side is Potter sucks. Anyway, I remember reading that in the book. I'm thinking that is so crazy to think that there's magic that's going to turn a pin from saying one thing to another thing. And what they've done at pinscollected.com is created the gift pin, where it's an app on your phone, and then it changes a little LCD screen.
Support Cedric and Potter stinks is what the movie says. I don't know if that's what the book says.
Can we believe that I remembered what the freaking badges say in Harry Potter?
It's pretty good.
Should score me some Potter's points.
Potter's Roderick.
With our Potter fans.
Okay, so how does this work? Because
it's just a little screen. I mean, it's not rocket science, and then you change it with your phone.
Oh, so it's like a wireless charging.
I don't know how it charges.
Because that's the one thing, if I have to like plug it in.
Well, I'm sure that it would need to be charged, definitely. I actually can't imagine that it's wireless. I imagine there's a micro USB on it.
And I pump into it.
Yeah.
Turn the pin on. I don't see anything about charging this.
It's a very lightweight website, to say the least. But it looks like a real product. I mean, I'm looking at it on people.
Yeah.
If I hit the community, am I going to get Instagram posts?
It's connected to by Bluetooth. Okay. I'm looking at this thing.
I don't know, and I don't really care. I think like...
battery life, 4 to 24 hours, depending on animation and backlight.
So if you put a black image on it, 24 hours. If you put the entire movie, Harry Potter 4, on there, you'll get 4 minutes.
Those gifts that have the entire Star Wars in one gif. That's amazing.
That would be awesome.
Charging is micro USB.
So on the site, they have like a guy who's wearing a sweater and he's got the pin on. Of course, that's not realistic. But what I could see really catching on is in high school, if you put one on your backpack. That would be awesome.
It's like,
that would be dope.
I know this is a little before your time, Andre.
Okay. I love when Scott dates himself.
It's the best. AOL Instant Messenger was the thing growing up.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about AOL Instant Messenger was you had this like info page, which just like you're dropping lyrics to Incubus. Yeah. You're dropping like all this stuff. It's like, this is me. This is, you know, this is how people know who I am. I love this as like a high school thing. It's like, yeah, like you get a little flavor that you don't, have to know you, but it's like, oh, you think that, you know, this particular meme or gif is like, that's funny. Yeah. That's on brand for you. Like, I think I like this guy.
I think this will be awesome. I think the thought of putting it on my backpack is so attractive to me. Here's the thing, Scott, I can't figure out how to buy one. Can you?
That's strange.
So I'm at pinscollected.com.
What about the shopping cart at the top left?
Yeah, that I click that and it just reminds me that there's nothing in there.
Card is a, oh, here we go.
Oh, then
$69.
Really?
For one. Or a 10-pack for $630.
I'm not interested in the 10-pack. So $69 plus $10 shipping, $79.
What about this? What about on a hat? What if like you put a little Velcro and then you...
I wouldn't do it every day.
Yeah.
But I would do it for the Jazz game.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. People would be freaking out.
Totally like fun.
You get on the freaking camera. People would be cheering.
Oh, look at my hat. It's got a GIF on it. That's the freaking Jazz Bear grinding.
I thought that I was going to call on the podcast tonight and say this was a bad idea. But as soon as I got that idea that I could put it on my backpack, it got hot. Because, of course, I'm not going to pin it on my shirt.
No, that's dumb. I mean, if you're – there's the irony factor. There's a scenario where like, oh, yeah, I'm going to – support, you know, I voted or something like that. Yeah. Like there's a scenario where like, sure, I could pin it on myself. Why not? Like, but 99%, 364 days of the year, you're not wearing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, on on your backpack. I think if you could make it so you could attach to a hat, I think that'd be kind of cool.
I just bought
one. You could
tell I'm over here typing. I think that'll be a great Christmas gift to myself.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'm really excited to see. I hope it's not a total letdown.
I think there's a chance. Here's a couple things. There's a chance that it comes. Well, we'll talk more
in February.
First of all, we're going to talk about the nature of shipping, because I want to get into that when we get to product updates later.
That's act three.
Yeah. I got some stuff to share. I want to get into that. But for now, yeah, this is evidently shipping $10 via flat rate. Okay. And I don't have a date. I don't know when. I hope soon. We'll see.
Gift pins. All right. Let's do this last one so we can kind of move on.
Okay. This one can be fast.
A little confused. So
I got this ad completely unironically. They're like, finally, finally, comfortable jean shorts that you can wear.
I feel dirty.
Yeah, this image feels kind of dirty, right?
I feel like if I wasn't at the office after hours, I would immediately X out of my screen here.
So basically what it is they're gym shorts that are denim.
Stretchy.
And the product description says, some say that jorts are back. Well, we say they were never out of style in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's like, first of all, that's not true. they were definitely have had times where they're out of style. There's maybe an argument to be made that they're like closer to in style now than ever.
And it's not like when we say in style, it's like there is a subset of people who can pull off wearing anything right now.
And they wear jorts occasionally.
And they wear jorts and it's fine. But by no stretch are like people wearing jorts in the same way that like fashion trends are happening.
No. I love the idea that, I mean, this was specifically pitched to me as like gym wear. And the thought of wearing these to the gym is just insane.
The funniest thing about this to me is that all the sizes are available except for the 2X large.
Those are so gone. So that's jorts. We don't need to spend a ton of time there. But I just wanted to pitch it out there. Are jorts back?
Is now Thieves, the time? Would you pay $50 for stretchy jorts?
I got an Instagram ad for these. Like they're marketing these.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
All right, Andre, it is time.
I'm nervous, Scott.
I'm a little nervous too. Okay, so the way this works is...
Scott just like shook his hands like he would before you...
So 648 entries technically.
Okay.
Which is like, we have six ways you can enter. So that's like a culmination of all different ways people
support. Thanks for all the support, everyone.
Yeah, but like it was about 140 unique
people.
Which is cool, which is awesome. And the last 2 days, the last day especially, it like super jumped up. People got to act now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit draw and we are going to pick and give out the winner of this Xbox.
I can't wait. I have an Xbox while Scott draws and I don't play it.
You have an Xbox that you don't play.
Yeah.
Okay, it's loading. It's loading. It's loading.
Wait. I can't wait.
Paul Grayson.
No way.
From Salt Lake City, Utah, in our backyard.
That's awesome.
Paul Grayson, the specific action was to visit our website and listen to an episode. Thanks, Paul. Entry number 194.
194, baby.
So, Paul, we'll reach out to you.
Get an address.
We'll get an address. Send this out to you. We'd love it.
Get it out to you before Christmas.
Yeah, we'd love it if you gave us a share. You know, let the socials know that
that you're our fabulous winner.
Yeah, we'll throw some stickers in there as well. Packing some Thieves stickers.
Oh yeah. Oof. I think we should email everybody who uniquely entered and
say, hey, if you want a sticker,
let us just give us an address.
Yeah,
we'll throw it in the mail.
Love it, Paul. Congratulations. Great.
Great.
Let's move on
to the Xbox, baby.
That's the Xbox. We're going to do another one of these probably in a couple months, maybe something a little different. All right. Now, as I mentioned, one of the ways you could win was give us an idea and we'll talk about it on the show.
Yes.
And for those who had listened to the show, they got exactly what that meant. But there are some people probably had seen this shared from in their other socials and they're like, okay, here's an idea to talk about. So I'm going to go through some of these, you know, for the next little bit here. We may not make it through all of them. Okay, so this first one here, UX design and why it's important.
Great. UX design, totally important.
Totally important. Miranda Himes, we appreciate the thought there.
Yes.
UX is important. We both agree. My brother's a UX designer.
Is that right?
He is.
Where?
In Seattle. I can't remember the name. He works, I think, for some like random newspaper or something like that. Okay, like a cool. Like a media.
Yeah.
Like a couple things. We
know a lot of UX designers, actually.
That's true.
We love them.
And we critique lots of websites for having bad UX.
Yes. I would say e-commerce UX. Like, if I was going to make a new career for myself, it would be like UX optimization in e-commerce, because I've learned so much just on this podcast, like checking out.
Do you know what I wish I could be? If I was a little wealthier and I could like afford to do this, a UX for restaurants. I feel like I go to restaurants all the time and I'm like...
For like menu design?
Not even menu design. It's like customer experience. It's like, you're doing it wrong. Like, you have too many things in your menu, first off. Like, you don't understand your aesthetic. Like, you don't know what is going to pull people in. Like, you don't have a good strategy to like get people to come back. Like, all these things. I feel like if I could sit down with dozens of restaurant owners, I could give them all sorts of insights.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. And like, so because I've been to these restaurants, I'm like, this is awesome. But this place is going under in 6 months.
I would love that job. Like being an experience consultant.
Yeah.
Where you basically like go and do stuff. And then you're like, here's where we could iron this process out to make it better.
And if you fix it, it'll make a huge impact on your business. Like a small investment here and there, like will pay off in dividends. Yeah. I think it'd be super fun.
So if you're listening to this and you want two of the most highly skilled UX consultants in the world, idea@gostothisidea.com.
UX consultants.
Yes.
That's a great...
Here's the thing. I liked what I had. Experience consultant.
Experience. Yeah. XCs.
Because we're really not UX experts. Oh, that's true. We are. Like, I do think, same thing. If I went into a restaurant, I could know in 15 minutes, like, what the status of this restaurant is.
Totally. And I've been in some restaurants. I'm like, that was smart. This was genius. This place will thrive. And I totally see why.
And places where it's like, I can see exactly why this isn't working.
Totally. Okay. This is Brandon Sparks. When a plan of action, proof of concept, and research were attached to it, if you give someone a treasure map, don't be mad when they follow it.
Truer words have never been spoken. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
But I'm not sure what about.
I have no idea what that's about. This next one, similar. With sustainability, water conservation, pollution reduction, global warming, etc., it surprises me that no one has done more to capitalize on gray water cleaning systems. Okay, this section.
Yeah. I think a lot about this.
Gray water cleaning systems?
Kinda, yeah. Because I'm pretty into like the conservation space on YouTube.
Yep.
And there are like people that build these into their houses where it's like all of their gray water, you know, like all of your gray water becomes your irrigation water, becomes your...
Oh, sure.
So you're like constantly reusing water in your home for different purposes. And it just seems like super logical to me. And it doesn't feel like there's like a plug and play, you know, the way that people go around selling solar.
Right.
Why aren't there people going around selling? The reason is because water's so cheap, right? Like I don't even.
Yeah.
Like water's not even an itemized part of my rent. I just pay my rent and water's included.
And it's.
So it's like, I'm not going to get where electricity is. Definitely not. Like I'm very aware of my electricity usage. So it would be nice, and I mean, I'm looking into home buying. It would be nice if there was like a system that everybody was buying that you could have installed in your home that would make use of your gray water.
I mean, it's kind of like soft and hard water. Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing out here in Utah. Like I grew up in Washington where everything was soft water and I didn't really realize that there was a distinction.
Yeah.
Now coming here, I'm like, oh, like my shower it's just like lined with calcium or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when we were building, I was like, oh, we should put a water softener in our, you know.
Yeah.
There's probably something there. I mean, getting in early too, because that's what's that whole thing on the Big Short, like that.
What?
The Daniel or whatever his name, Matthew Barry from the Big Short.
No idea what you're talking about. I have seen the Big Short, but I don't remember the gray water part.
At the very end of the Big Short, it's like, what's Matthew Barry investing in now? Water rights.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And it's water rights, which is different, but like he clearly views that the price of water and water is like going to go up. And so water, get in while it's cheap. This is from, I can't read Russian. I believe it's Russian. It could be Greek. Okay. What's it with a The R is backwards.
I don't know.
Which one's that?
Anyway, it's a person, one of our listeners.
They just wrote the letter T and that's it.
Okay.
So.
Oh, T. get that entry, baby.
Got that entry, baby. You did it.
Yep.
Luke Cassell also just wrote, how to make money. That's good.
I think we have 14 or 15 great episodes
on how to make money.
Could give you ideas on how to make money.
Totally.
We've covered that thoroughly on this podcast.
and some of these require full businesses. If you're young, we talked about the lemonade stand, you know.
True. Yeah, and here's the thing. I listen. Shout out to my cousin, Eli, who is in junior high and shares the podcast with his friends, which I did not think we had a presence in junior high. Apparently we do.
Turns out.
And
the young entrepreneurs.
Anyway, go into your parents' garage, get some stuff out, put it on KSL or OfferUp.
Yeah.
Start churning that money.
Churning that money.
And then you hit that first couple thousand, you get a bank loan, you make Andre's Kitchen. You're a billionaire by 22.
Love it. This one's interesting. So this is from Graham Myers. He says, Ziploc bags that fully unzip on three sides and lay out flat so they can be cleaned and reused could make them much more sturdy than normal.
Good idea.
Right?
What would even be the barrier to that? If it was sturdier.
Yeah, it's sturdier. Cost per unit, I guess.
Well, and there would be some things that would be like easier to put in a Ziploc bag if you could unzip. Like picture a sandwich.
You don't replace.
Unzip all three sides. You put it down. You re-zip all three sides.
Yeah.
Good idea. I think that there are reusable things. Baggies. I have not yet seen the unzips on three side concept, which I'm really interested in. Yeah. You can put like 1,000 in a drawer because they lay flat.
Yeah. Something there, Graham.
Yeah,
I'd have to look into the market there. Maybe
the market is people who want to buy.
Well, sorry, I guess not the market there. It's more the what it costs to get into plastics. It's there are some fields like that where it's like, yeah, if only somebody made this. It's kind of like the peanut butter thing where it's like all you got to do is get into like plastic engineering.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it feels like there's a couple like big chemical companies.
I feel like I wouldn't be surprised to learn that the Zip model is like trademark or whatever it's called. It's like patented.
Yeah.
And so it's like you got to license the patent for the Zip. Oof. And then to do it on three sides, it's like the cost for the Zip just like exponentially rises with every inch or something. And then it's like, all right, this is actually not a good idea.
Yeah. Andrew Campbell from Provo says a cross section of television, advertising, and video games. I believe that these three categories will mix in unique and exciting ways. One idea of mine, an NBA video game TV show advertisement hybrid. I call it episodic interactive sports narratives with tasteful product placement.
What? Like my mind. I think you're on to something, Andrew. I just am having a hard time picturing it.
Cross section. So television, advertising, and video games. So.
Yep.
So it's an NBA.
The end product is a video game, correct?
So an NBA video game TV show advertisement hybrid.
Yeah. I think I'm into the basic concept, which is what if there were video games with an episodic format?
So kind of like the Telltale games. We played those.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of episodic.
Yeah.
But more like Madden, where it's like in the real world, not in Batman or Walking Dead. And then because it's in the real world, you can have.
I'm surprised that product placement isn't a bigger part of video games, to be honest.
I mean, it is surprising. It's not like everywhere.
It's not.
Have you seen Death Stranding?
No.
That's that new Hideo Kojima game.
Uh-huh. Is it product placement?
Well, he's like this like virtuoso. It's like his swan song type thing. And it's like a really interesting, weird game. But randomly, so like Norman Reedus is like, it's like this whole walking simulator thing.
Yeah.
But randomly throughout the whole game are like very, very blatant Monster Energy drink.
Really?
Like up in the camera. Like it's like the drink of choice for him. And it's just like super out of place.
Because I feel like very out of place. I play a good number of video games. I feel like there's almost never like
a Pepsi.
A brand at all. Everything is unbranded.
It seems weird.
Okay. I'm interested in the concept.
Keep going. We on a roll here?
Let's do two more. We'll bank the rest. We're coming to them.
Gabriel Jacobo, edible cookie dough food truck.
So I love Gabe.
But
our controller or our, I don't know what his title is.
He's I think
he freezes my card. It's frozen right now. I need it unfrozen. So
unfreeze it, Gabe.
Here's the thing about edible cookie dough is I hate it. I hate edible cookie dough because to me it tastes just really salty. So I feel like I'm just eating like salt dough and I don't like that. So that's my review of edible cookie dough, is I just don't think it's good.
I think
a food truck would definitely do well. I don't doubt that.
Yeah, I wonder if the cookie dough, did we miss
cookie dough?
Did we miss the time when cookie dough was hot?
Yeah.
It seems like it's like a little bit in the rearview mirror, you know? Cupcakes are over.
Waffles are kind of over.
We're kind of really big into cookies right now.
Yeah, we're definitely at peak cookie, which doesn't make sense because cookies are the most popular of the desserts we've done.
Fancy shaved ice. That's like
we've talked about that.
That's like coming in right now. So
I don't think we're over cookie dough. It doesn't feel like cookie dough ever reached the peak of Froyo or even close to that.
Definitely not. No.
No way. So I think there's still room to grow on cookie dough. And I think that if a cookie dough food truck stopped at Divvy with rotating flavors, people would go out there. I don't doubt that.
I need something more though. I would not go if there was a cookie dough at no time of the day would I be like, I want to go to that cookie dough truck. But if there was that and something else, like a cookie, like edible cookie dough and ice cream.
What if they fried it? Why has that not been done?
Fried edible cookie dough?
Yeah.
Never
tried. Batter it up. Dunk it. Because what would happen is like your chocolate chip cookie dough would get a little melty.
Mm.
Get a little bakey.
I'm kind of in the authentic cookie dough, where I know I could get salmonella.
That's what's hot.
I'm into that a big way. I kind of like live on the edge,
yeah,
Andre.
No, I get that.
All right. Yeah. The one last one. You can either pick an idea from Numan Marikar or Nishath Marikar. Brothers, sisters, potentially.
Same person, potentially. Numan?
Numan?
Numan.
Okay. This says, a machine that analyzes the body and tells me what I'm lacking health-wise and tells me what to do to reach my optimal health.
The machine exists. And
it's called MRI.
Or an MRI. I think what I would be interested in is, so you remember, what's that company that was really bad? The blood company.
Oh, they did the documentary on them?
Yeah. What was that called? I don't know. I was really into it. I read a book about it.
Anyway, I know what you're talking
Elizabeth
about.
Holmes made this company. I can't remember what the company's called right now because it's no longer a business.
Right.
And what would be interesting to me is get out of the whole diagnostic space. If I could take a test at home that just told me like what my vitamin deficiencies are.
Theranos.
Yes. If I could just have that test. So stop trying to diagnose me with cancer at home. I don't need that. But what I do need is like, am I dehydrated?
Well, this is what I think. I think because it's one of two ways I think a lot of the stuff would end up going. One is cancer, you're going to die. On the other side, it's, well, I'll tell you exactly what you need, Andre. You need to exercise more and you need to eat healthier. And that's 99% of healthy living is just like exercise a little more.
I know, but I want to know exactly.
Well, yeah. So what I would want is, because there are things where it's like, hey, did you know that you generally don't produce as much
X.
This.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Like, oh, did you know that like your whatever, you know, your lymph nodes are X or they are, you know, that might lead to this. And so, you know, it might be a good idea to like get into fish oils or get into this because those things can like help offset that. I would love someone to be like, oh, your arches are high or your, you know, the whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe you can't do it all at once, but like one thing at a time, just like.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in that.
I think even just like a test at home that I could take that was like hydration focused would be interesting. Cause I feel like some days I know I drink a little less. Some days I know I drink a little more. That I feel like there's no quantifiable way of knowing if I am properly hydrated other than just kind of like mental guesswork and trying to drink a lot versus not drink a lot. And yeah, I like,
I also don't trust sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, you gotta be drinking 8 cups of water a day. It's,
I know,
like,
but then I read sometimes that that's completely fake.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, sometimes it's like, well, 8 cups of water, that'll kill you. It's like, okay, there's gotta be a happy medium.
So I understand, like, we probably all need to drink slightly different. So why isn't there not an at-home test that can, like, sync with my phone? And, like, I just know every day.
Yeah, like, what's your hydration level? Yeah. That'd be interesting, because you got to think it's different for everybody. Like, oh, you don't need as much water.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're all way different and eat different and something to consider.
Something to consider. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for the main part.
Yes.
The competition part of the section.
Yes.
Let's end on some product updates. And then we'll send it off.
Yeah. So I can't even remember everything I bought at this point. So maybe help me.
Okay. The puck that heats your cup.
Yes. The big blanket. But then didn't I buy like one more thing?
It did feel like there was one more thing.
I don't even know. I'm a mess.
So talk to me about the cup and I'll tell you what the other thing you bought.
So the coffee puck cookie, the coffee cookie has not come. And they're very apologetic about it. So appreciate that from them. But I mean, it's been like weeks. Like, I think that episode was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the neck thing.
Oh, I don't even know what the situation on that is, actually. Spooky. So the coffee cookie, they sent me an email and they're like, hey, we have had such a huge rush of orders. We're really sorry. We're sending it as soon as we can. Yep, Victoria, we're a little behind. Your cookies will arrive between December 13th and 17th. Thanks for your patience. The holiday season, we experienced a huge rise in demand, which exceeded all of our prediction. So bummer on the coffee cookie. But the big blanket literally was like at my house in like 2 days after the podcast. They were on it. Like, and I was really impressed with that. And the big blanket is possibly the very best thing I bought in 2019.
Maybe 2018 as well?
What? Oh, like, does it span multiple years?
Yeah.
I think I bought my car in 2018.
Tough to be.
But I don't like my car. Anyway, so... the big blanket's amazing. Can't recommend it enough. If you like to lay on the couch with a blanket, this is the blanket for you.
So not too big.
It's not, in my opinion, no. It fits in my, like, I have like a blanket basket.
What about Abe's opinion?
He doesn't care. He doesn't perceive the blanket, I don't think. It's just like, I don't even know if he's noticed it.
Well, that's good.
I would not get the purple color.
That's something my wife would have noticed. But like, she would have said something.
She'd be like, what is this huge blanket you bought? Yeah. No, I love it. I think the big blanket's an excellent purchase. I think that it'll last me a really long time. I do have concerns around washing it. I watched a YouTube video about this, and the guy that was his main complaint was like, I think he said he had to wash it like 3 times and dry it like 8 times or something. Because it is enormous. Like, there's no understanding. It's 10 feet by 10 feet. It's my entire living room if I expand it all the way. It's definitely not too small. But it's super warm. Like, I literally, if I take a nap on the couch, I can use the blanket to cover my whole body and then also to serve as the pillow between my legs, like all the excess fabric, and then cover the rest of my body. And then, like, still have excess running off. So I'm in love with the big blanket.
That's awesome. I'd love to hear it. Like,
what was the name of that neck hammock product? Do we even remember? I'm looking. I'm trying to figure this out. But I search neck hammock, and I get a bunch of different products. I don't know which one I bought. I promise I'm not terribly irresponsible, but I don't think I saw an email about it, and... I don't know where to even like start for this.
Yeah.
But I don't have it. I can safely confirm that I don't simply have the item and don't know it. But I don't really remember what it was called.
Soothe the Hammock.
That's our odd name.
Is the website. Soothe Hammock. Sorry. Soothehammock.com.
Yeah, that does sound right. Order confirmed. Hitting view order. These sites are kind of a mess, to be honest. My order's confirmed, but nothing has happened with it. That's all that it says. So no updates on the neck hammock. And I ordered that 11 days ago. So to not have like a shipping update is pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll reach out to them and just see. Also terrifying is that the email that the receipt came from is soothethehammock@gmail.com. Hate to see a Gmail on an official customer. That's really not good.
That also, yeah, that's like, wait a minute. Is this just some guy?
Yeah, this is not
feels good. Like it's some guy.
All right, well, I'm contacting them. I'll keep people posted.
Okay, well, I think that
does it.
No other product updates. I think we're gonna go to the home stretch here.
Yeah.
Socials?
Should we do those?
I think we should do the socials.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Ghost Steal This Idea. Send us an email with your ideas. Free stickers. We got literally hundreds. They're like flooding my desk. Idea at GhostSteelThisIdea.com. Patreon, Ghost Steal This Idea. We appreciate your support. That's how I buy Giphy pins.
We got a new Patreon. We got a new patron. Ryan.
Ryan. Who? Could we... give him a little more recognition.
Ryan Otteson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
New patron. So thank you,
Love
Ryan.
A patron. Is that everything?
Thanks to Jesse Williams.
Facebook. We also want more followers there. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
And then thanks to Jesse Williams, who does the audio for this podcast.
He has a band called Saves, yep. SAIVS. Check them out on Spotify. They're super good.
Yep.
That's going to do it. Thieves. If you submitted an idea and you're bummed you didn't win the Xbox, but you want a Ghost of the City sticker, we'll send you one.
Yep.
Just send us your address. We will send you.
And stay tuned for future contests.
Yeah, because this is
there
first,
will be many more Xboxes.
The first of many contests.
Yes. Hundreds of Xboxes will be given out in 2020.
That's a campaign promise. Thieves, we love you, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.
Use Scipio, the number one engagement tool for sales teams that want more responses, appointments, and conversations. Message your leads and customers where they are, on their phone. I'm not talking about phone calls. We're talking about true one-to-one texting. Use the code STEAL at Scipio.com for 2 free licenses. Use the code STEAL at Scipio.com for 2 free licenses. See you later, thieves.